tune in every Tuesday at first, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. Deeper, deeper in the Word of God. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I have been led to share with the inner city what I've shared with the north location in this word. God just moved on my spirit to repeat, and it's found in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 33. And I want to simply lift up verse 31. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 31 says, "And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, check your religion. Check your religion. This word that we have from Ezekiel is a relevant word, though historically it was meant for Israel. How practical this word is and how present day this word is as we look at the text. One of the things that you'll note as it begins to make sure that there is a warning from the watchman and there is a warning to the watchman about the things that God wants him to watch. There is a heavy burden on the watchman to not only see, but to say what he or she sees. And so many of us today, my brothers and sisters, shun this great responsibility as pastors and preachers and men and women of God when God has shown them what it is he wants them to see for the purpose of warning those who are walking wickedly and wrongly out of his word, his will, and his way. And because they don't want to lose favor or fame with man, they water down, sugarcoat, skirt around, and do and say all but what thus saith the Lord. The warning is to the watchman, if I show you and you don't blow the horn and the people die in their sins, the blood is on your hand. The warning is that when I show you, it's because I want you to say something about the situation. And so one of the things that I think is clear for every man and woman of God who has the awesome responsibility of preaching the good news of the gospel is this, that God himself has given us the message. We are simply the messengers. We don't have a right to alter the message. We don't have a right to determine the message. Our responsibility is simply to deliver the message. And so one of these responsibilities of the messenger or the watchman comes in the form of a warning to Ezekiel and to those who will not obey the word of God. Because in the end of this verse, it says, verse 33 of the 33rd chapter says, "And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet had been among them." You know what I'm glad about is I ain't got to back it up. All I got to do is say what the one told me to say has to back it up, and he will back it up. And it may not be today, and it may not be tomorrow, and I might not even be on the scene, but what he's going to show is that for everyone who stands and declare his unalterable truths, he himself is going to back it up. Why? Because he has already declared that his word will not return void. What he has sent it out to do, he says that his zeal will perform it. It is going to happen whether we like it or not. The only reason for warning you is so that you can get it right. He's not doing it to heap coals on your head, he says in this word. He's not doing this so that the people can perish. He's doing that so those who are doing what they're doing that's contrary to his will can hear, heed, and be saved. And so it's the responsibility. The Bible has said in these last days, men will gather to themselves teachers because of their itching ears who will not teach sound doctrine. And that's why you need to be careful of all of this sensationalism that goes on in gospel preaching, all of these cliches and all of this stuff that sounds good, has no biblical foundation, no basis, nothing upon which to build that truth or that wonderful saying that makes you shout, but has nothing incorporated or inclusive of it that will hold you up in times of trouble, in times of struggle, in times of storm. Here this word comes, and it is a relevant word even to the people of God today. Pragmatically, he's speaking to us. Historically, he was speaking to Israel. But I just want to walk back through, if you don't mind, because he calls them a covetous people. And that's people who always want something that don't belong to them, that they don't mind getting by hook or crook, that belongs to somebody. It's all right for me to get one like yours, but when I just got to have yours, then God has issues with that. So look at what he says in verse 30. "Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord." Verse 31 says, "And they come unto thee as the people cometh." Now, we're talking about check your religion, because what we see here is a sham religion going on. This is not a pure religion. This is not a righteous religion. This is a religion filled with form and with vanity and with motion and with movement, but not reality. And so when we look at this, what he's literally saying is there are a whole lot of folk who look like in Ezekiel day the way people look today. Everybody, I learned this a long time ago. I know it may shock you, but it, you know, it may not, but it did me, that everybody that come to church don't love the Lord. I know the person on the side of you just know love the Lord, but you could be fooled. Everybody who comes to the church of God does not come because they're looking for a word from the Lord. Everybody who's here is not necessarily here with true motives. Let's look at the people in Ezekiel's day and see if there's any semblance of that same church today. Look at what the word says. Bible says, they come unto thee as the people cometh. First thing I want you to note is their attendance. They come unto thee. This bunch of people, they come to church and they have their impressive attendance records. And you know, we have churches filled with whole lot of folk, and we are impressed by attendance records and preachers get together. Man, how many you had in church? Oh, we had these many folks. These many. Wow, man. Whoa. We're impressed by mega churches and large numbers. But here's what you got to understand, that everybody who's in the attendance is not attending for the right reason. And so while people count numbers, God make numbers count. It's not always mega churches, full churches, packed churches, churches with a whole lot of folk and great attendance records that are doing what God wants them to do. It's not always those churches who can boast having overflows and churches packed to the rim and all of that kind of stuff, who are actually operating in the will of God or the word of God or the way of God. Attendance is no sure count that God is in the house. What may be is the fact that it is a watered down religion where people can come who are full of sins when they come, hear the word preached, not be convicted of their sins, and leave out of there to return to their sins. They don't mind coming where it's comfortable, where the preacher don't talk about the stuff that ought to change their lives so that they can lift holy hands unto the Lord and know that they belong to God and that God is their heavenly Father and that they represent is the righteousness of God. They don't mind coming where ain't no real gospel being preached. They don't want to come where it's uncomfortable, where the word gets underneath the skin and cut the bone and down to the marrow, that the judges all that goes on in the mind and the thoughts and all of these things. They don't want that. But he tells Ezekiel, you got to tell them. You've got to warn them. You've got to blow the trumpet. Let them know that if they stay in their sins, that it's on their head. You got to tell the alcoholic, put the bottle down. Don't care if he is on your deacon board. You got to tell the homosexual, God didn't intend for two men to be together. You got to tell the lesbians, baby, God made you for a man and a man for you. Ain't no two women gonna get it like God wanted gotten. You got to tell the player, you got to stop running around breaking hearts and leaving folk in one place and another. And then when you get through and left an empty shell, then you holler, don't blame the player, blame the game. Well, God sent me to tell the player, if you wouldn't play, it wouldn't be a game. You ain't got to say, man, I know I'm talking to somebody in the house today. You need to tell the people who are seeking and searching for a way other than God's way that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And so when you begin to reveal what thus saith the Lord, when you begin to say what thus saith the Lord, you begin to understand that though they hear the word, and it's further in the text, and I'll get there, just being in attendance doesn't necessarily mean that they've gotten the word. Listen again, because they come unto thee. This is what he says. That's attendance. But then I want you to notice something else. It doesn't just say that. It says, as the people cometh. That's association. Their attendance is coupled with association. Now, there are some people who are true worshipers of the Lord, whose heart and mind was prepared to be in the house this morning, who didn't wait till they got here to get prayed up or praised up. It started in their house before it ever got to the Lord's house. They've been walking through it all week long. They've been in the word all week long. They love the Lord. It's evident in their lives. It's evident in their witness. It's evident in their walk. It's evident in their talk. It's evident in the reality of their existence. And then folk like to connect with those kind of folk because it is clear that if you can connect with folk like that, folk think you like that. Because association, they say, bring on a birds of the feather flock. You know, so they figure if you get with the holy folk, you must be
holy.
You got it. But what they do is they pretend and cloak their hellishness while they're in the place of holiness. To pretend as if they are holy. Don't act like they hadn't learned the rhetoric, the religious verbiage. They know how to say all of the stuff that they've watched and listened and been in attendance and association with those who say it and do it enough to be able to do. You know, when you were children, how when we would leave church, we'd go home and we'd play church. You know how we'd go there and we'd imitate some of the folk in church. Guess who this is? Well, maybe we just did that in my house. I don't know. You better stop playing. Because when I was a little boy, I used to mock some of the old preacher who used to grab their ear and yank on the end. And, now, it wasn't just my siblings. We make mama sit up there, and when I get to pulling like that, mama, she shout. Well, problem is, folk are at church playing church now, and they're not children. They're grown adults. We try to associate with folk who are real just to pass off as being real. But God knows who is real. Look again. They hear thy words, which means they pay attention. They hear thy words. It's not as if they are not listening. It's not as if they're not paying attention, because they are paying attention, which really makes this worse. You know, one thing I like about the person that's real, and they made them come to church, they ain't want to be here. They ain't sitting up there trying to act like they wanted to be here. They halfway through the mess. You got to tell them, wake that person up on the side of you. You got to wake them up. They like, man, you're making me up. You know, they got issues, but they ain't trying to hide them. And they real with them. But listen, there are others who pretend they hear. Listen to what God tells Ezekiel. They hear thy words. And they've got nerve enough to come after service is over and say, preacher, you own that thing today. Oh, you really blessed me. Said the things that, you know, and maybe even say a few things back to them, rehearse a few things and let them know I heard something. Maybe a certain part, maybe a certain phrase, maybe something that actually touched them that they were able to remember, but they paid enough attention to appear like they're paying attention. Then you got some folk who just have that look on their face. They ain't paying attention. You ask them what they say. Matter of fact, they acting like they're looking and you done talked to somebody and they say, what is that? I don't know. Well, you were at least looking like you were paying attention. Listen, I'm just trying to see. Do you see anybody like that in here so far? We've gotten three levels down now. Listen. What gets me is when they pay attention to, they have this deep look on their face. Hey, that thing about, did I leave my stove on with my food cooking? Have mercy. And you think they all banging about the service. They ain't paying no attention to that. How many of you know looks can be deceiving? You think that they're crying because God has touched their hearts. No. They got cramps. Got a headache. That person on the side of them halitosis is kicking. Y'all ain't got to be real. I'm going to just keep it real with you here. But I hope they don't sing another congregational hymn, because I'm about to be crying. You know I'm telling the truth. I ain't trying to make you shout this morning. I'm just trying to help you this morning. Listen to what the Bible says. They hear thy words. The message does not seem to penetrate the pretense. The message does not penetrate the heart. The message is not allowed to go in and minister. It is simply heard for the purpose of being able to say, I heard you. I heard you. But what they don't understand is, whether they hear and heed or not, they are responsible for what they hear. They're responsible. God makes them responsible and accountable for his word. When they hear his word, they've got to know it is a word from the Lord. He may be using this pastor, that preacher, this preacher, whomever, but it is God's word, and God himself is going to hold the people responsible. Listen at this, because he doesn't stop there. He says, they hear thy words, but they will not do them. They will not. They will not to do them. They've made up their mind. Antipathy. Listen to what they do. It's the opposition of a thing. God says, go right. They say, I'm going left. They will not do it. God says, bring ye all the tithe into the house. They'd be like, no, I got to pay my rent. I got to pay this. I got to pay that. I got to get my party on. I got to get this. I got to do that. And they don't understand that even though they don't give it to God, God's not going to allow them to enjoy it, because they are robbing him what is rightfully his. They are taking from the house of God, where he says that there may be meat, sustenance in my house. And then he says, prove me, try me now. You keep talking about when the day gets better. He ain't said no better day. You need to begin by faith and start tithing by saying, Lord, I am a tither. And I listen to this. I can only give back a tenth to you as a tithe of what you've given to me. So I can't tithe if you ain't gave me nothing. But if you sit in his house and say, God, I am a tither, and the moment you put something in my hand, I'm going to begin at that moment. That day, God will touch somebody's heart to put $20 in your hand, $10 in your hand, $5, $100, and see if you'll begin right then and there with what you have. And you have faith. Romans 12:3 tells every man has a measure of faith. So you've got faith. You can start right there. And then the Bible says God will give seed to the sower, not seed to the spender. You make up your mind, you want to sow, you want to be a blessing, you want to do that pleases God and benefits the kingdom of God, God will put money in your pocket to sow. Now here's what you got to realize. If he gives the seed to the sower, when the sower sows the seed, God schedules the harvest. The seed was a test of your faith to see would you eat the seed or sow the seed. And by faith, even though you wanted to eat the seed, you rather sowed the seed. God says, now I'm going to give you so much seed that you'll have enough bread to eat and to spare when you obey God. But the Bible says that they will hear, but they will not do them. Some of you have already got your mind made up what you're going to do when you leave here. And it ain't holy. Some of you have already got your mind on what you're going to do next week. And it ain't holy. Some of you've already got what you want to say to somebody, what you're going to do to somebody, what you're going to do tomorrow when you get back on that job, how you're going to give folk a piece of your mind, blah, blah. Or, you know it. God's already told you how to handle things, but you made up your mind. You ain't going to do it. They ain't heard the last of me yet. Neither have you heard the last from God. And so when we miss the fact that we stand in direct opposition of God after we have heard what thus saith the Lord, he said that's sham religion. Check your religion. What kind of religion you have that won't allow you to forgive somebody that has even asked you to forgive them? What kind of religion that is that when you have been done wrong, instead of obeying God's word, if they hit you on the one cheek, turn the other, they take your coat, you give them the cloak, instead of doing what he said, go 1 mile, go two, instead of you doing that, you're planning your own revenge. You're setting them up. They thought they got you. You plotting and planning, can't sleep at night because you won't turn it over to God, who says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. What kind of religion it is that you have, young people, that won't allow you to obey your parents? For this is right in the Lord. You already a teenager and you think you're an adult. They're taking care of you. You're eating their food, wearing the clothes they buy, enjoying their air. And you too lazy to wash dishes, take out the trash, clean your own nasty room. You can't do nothing nice and kind for your young people. What kind of religion is that you have? Where those friends you call friends are leading you down a way in a path of destruction, and your parents are telling you the right way. Many of them been there, done that, know what you're dealing with, know what kind of little friends they are, and you're trying to convince them who know better that they don't know what they're talking about, that they're old fogey. They don't understand. This is a new day. You don't know like I know. No, baby, I know like you know and better. What kind of man make baby and don't take care of him? Don't even look on him. Don't even check on him. Don't even do anything that he's supposed to. Listen, the baby ain't had nothing to do with coming here. What makes the baby illegitimate? The baby isn't illegitimate, the late Dr. Caesar Clark said. It was the mom and daddy who were not married. Y'all getting quiet on me here.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry. Partner with this ministry. And tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church Broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.